Recapping 2025 in Ag Policy. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. 2025 was a busy year, and especially on the Ag policy side. I had the chance to visit with U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson, and he gave us a rundown of some of the highlights and wins during 2025.
We did enact the largest tax cut for working families in American history, as well as no tax on overtime, no tax on tip. We did put into place major reforms and improvements to our welfare program so that they can encourage work and education and get people off the sidelines and back into the workplace where they can make better lives for themselves. I mean, it was a big year in D.C. When you look at South Dakota, after 30 years of our economy growing faster than the national average and our population growing faster than the national average, we're just not seeing that anymore. In fact, our economy and the last 6 months has shrunk 3% while the national economy is growing 3%. And that's not just soft corn and beans, because corn and beans have been soft a lot longer than that. The reality is we've gone from the number one most business-friendly state in the country, according to CNBC, to number 35th in a relatively short period of time. And so I just think we've got our work cut out for us in this state, trying to figure out a pathway to more vision, more leadership, and a real plan for how to get us headed in the right direction.
I know you spend a lot of time traveling around the state, I guess visiting with farmers and ranchers and South Dakota citizens. So during your travels over the past year, or even shortly into this year, any big recurring questions or concerns or any thoughts from South Dakota?
Well, clearly tariffs. I mean, I'm not a fan of high tariffs as a permanent part of the economic landscape. I mean, I just think if you got a willing buyer and a willing seller, you can make everybody richer. I think we all understand what the president's trying to do with the threat of these high tariffs. We do need some more trade deals to come online. We know that when we get good trade deals, South Dakota farmers and ranchers win. I mean, the number five market for American corn is Colombia, and it's not because, you know, that's a huge country with a lot of people who eat corn. It's because we got a trade deal with Colombia. And so I'd love to see a little more progress on that front. Clearly, we've got some good deals this year, but let's hope 2026 brings a whole lot more of them.
Absolutely. And speaking of the whole tariff thing, and they had that Farmer Bridge Assistance Program that was recently announced to kind of help combat that and help relieve a little bit of extra burden on the farmers. So any thoughts on that program that was recently announced?
Yeah, most every producer I talk to, that's not how they want to bring money into their operation. They want to make money in the market. They want to grow food. They want to sell food. And as a result, I do think everybody's got some pretty mixed opinions when we have to have some of these support programs. But that being said, when we get in trade wars, I mean, the American farmer, particularly on the soybean side, they're on the front line. They are the tip of the spear. I recognize that. And so as we've generated additional tariff revenue, I think it only makes sense to send some of that tariff revenue back to the farmers that are bearing the brunt of these trade wars. We want to get done with the trade war as quickly as we can, get good deals, and let's let folks make money in the market. I don't want to have rose-colored glasses on these trade wars, Danielle. If they last too long, they can create some real structural problems. I mean, Brazil is growing 15 million more acres of corn and beans than they were just 10 years ago. That's part of the oversupply. They're not going to turn that 15 million acres back into rainforest. And so we're going to have to figure out, I think, some domestic uses for that. I think sustainable aviation fuel can be a great sink for soybeans, but then, we got to figure out how to make that a low-carbon product that American and Delta and United and others want to buy.
And with your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.